Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He could marry Bathsheba. Well, David supposedly had been out at war, but he was on the roof. Bathsheba was on the rooftop. David looking out and saw Bathsheba. And boy, I want you to read that account when you read it. He saw Bathsheba. He saw that she was pretty, the lust of the eyes. He desired to be with her, the lust of the flesh. And then he said, I'm the king, I'll have her, the pride of life. All three of those take place. But then God, so David has Uriah killed, and then think nobody knows, but God knows and sees everything. So God sends Nathan to David. Now this had to be very dangerous for Nathan, because when you got to go tell someone the truth, boy, you better watch out. I've been there. When you tell somebody the truth, but I'm like Nathan, I'm going to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter. God told me to do it. So Nathan goes to David, gives him this story about this rich man and this poor man. This rich man has all these cattle and herds, and this poor man only has one lamb. Well, there's a stranger that comes to the rich man. The rich man did not want to pull from his herd. He took the one lamb that the poor man had and dressed it for the stranger. And David was wroth. He said, this person will die. And then look at this verse, what Nathan says. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7, and we're ending. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Is God saying to you today, you're in your sins, that thou art the man? See, David could not see nobody else wrong. He had the beam in his eye, and the Lord said, cast it out first so you can see clearly. But David could not see that he was in the wrong. But God always sends his messenger and let him see. Let them see where they are. He always will ask you the question, and then he'll tell you that thou art the man. I pray that this message has encouraged you to examine yourself. Take these four probing questions that God has given, three to Adam and one to the woman, and see where you stand. Are you yet within your sins, masquerading as a child of God, and you know that you are not? And then if you are a child of God, and you're still hiding from your sins, know that He knows where you are. The question is pretty simple today, and we'll ask the question and we'll close. Where art thou? If you know that you are a sinner, and you're in your sins, and you haven't come to Christ for the pardon of your sin, I'm telling you today, friend, the day is today. The good news that you heard this message, He is asking you the question, where art thou? And your conscience that He put inside of you will tell you exactly where you are. If you need Christ into your heart, into your life, remember, you must believe that He is the Son of God, and that He died for our sins, and on the third day He rose from the grave. You simply have to come to Him, and He will save you. I like to lead you in a prayer. If you say this prayer and believe it in your heart, God will come into your heart and save you. Say, dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day rose from the grave. I ask Him then to come into my heart and save me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, please drop us a line. And we just thank God for you tuning in today. But please go back and do the study here. What a great study. Great correlation. And remember, the question is, where art thou?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.